the Fiegel's preferred method of fighting being with the boot and the head. History and religion. The origin of the Nacmac Fiegel is lost in the famous mists of time. They say that they were thrown out of Fairyland by the Queen of the Fairies because they objected to her spiteful and tyrannical rule. Others say they were just thrown out for being drunk. Little is known about their religion, if any, save for one fact. They think they are dead. They like our world with its sunshine and mountains and blue skies and things to fight. An amazing world like this couldn't be open to just anybody, they say. It must be some kind of a heaven, or Valhalla, where brave warriors go when they are dead. So, they reason, they have already been alive somewhere else, and then died and were allowed to come here because they have been so good. This is a quite incorrect and fanciful notion because, as we know, the truth is exactly the other way round. There is not a great deal of mourning when a Fiegel dies, and it's only because his brothers are sad that he's not spent more time with them before going back to the land of the living, which they also call the last world. Habits and habitat. By choice, the clans of the Nacmac Fiegel live in the burial mounds of ancient kings, where they hollow out a cosy cavern amid the gold. Generally, there will be one or two thorn or elder trees growing on it. The Fiegels particularly like old, hollow elder trees, which become chimneys for their fires. And there will, of course, be a rabbit hole. It will look just like a rabbit hole. There will be rabbit droppings around it, and maybe even a few bits of rabbit fur if the Fiegels are feeling particularly creative. Down below, the world of the Fiegel is a bit like a beehive, but with a lot less honey and a lot more sting. The reason for this is that females are very rare among the Fiegel, and perhaps because of this, Fiegel women give birth to lots of babies very often and very quickly. They're about the size of peas when born, but grow extremely fast if they're fed well. Fiegels like to live near humans so that they can steal milk from cows and sheep for this purpose. The queen of the clan is called the Kelder, who as she gets older becomes the mother of most of it. Her husband is known as the Big Man. When a girl child is born, and it doesn't often happen, she stays with her mother to learn the Hidlins, which are the secrets of Keldering. When she is old enough to be married, she must leave the clan, taking a few of her brothers with her as bodyguards on her long journey. Often, she'll travel to a clan that has no Kelder. Very, very rarely, if there is no clan without a Kelder, she'll meet with Fiegels from several clans and form a completely new clan, with a new name and a mound of its own. She will also choose her husband. And from then on, while her word is absolute law among her clan and must be obeyed, she'll seldom go more than a little distance from the mound. She is both its queen and its prisoner. But once, for a few days, there was a Kelder who was a human girl. A Fiegel glossary, adjusted for those of a delicate disposition. Big jobs, human beings. Blethers, rubbish, nonsense. Carlin, old woman. Cludgy, the privy. Crivens, a general exclamation that can mean anything from my goodness to I've just lost my temper and there is going to be trouble. Dree, your, my, his, her, weird. Face the fate that is in store for you, me, him, her. Geese, a very important obligation backed up by tradition and magic. Not a bird. Eldritch, weird, strange. Sometimes means oblong too, for some reason. Hag, a witch of any age. Hagging, haggling, anything a witch does. Hidlins, secrets. Muddlin, useless person. Pisht, I am assured that this means tired. Scunner, a generally unpleasant person. Scuggan, a really unpleasant person. Ships, woolly things that eat grass and go bar, easily confused with the other kind. Spavey, see Muddlin. Special sheep liniment, probably moonshine whiskey, I am very sorry to say. No one knows what it'd do to sheep, but it is said that a drop of it is good for shepherds on a cold winter's night, and for Fiegels at any time at all,